We turn to God's Word this evening in John's Gospel, John chapter 10. And perhaps you're wondering which part of John chapter 10 I'm going to be speaking on. Maybe you noticed that the chapter begins with those words of Jesus, "most assuredly." And I've been preaching on some of the "most assuredlies" in recent services. It's there in chapter 10, verse 1. Where Jesus says most assuredly, the one who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And you have it again in verse 7. Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." But it's not either of those two verses that I want to speak on tonight. Last Lord's Day, at the evening service, I was speaking on three of those most assuredly sayings of Jesus in John 8. And at the end of John 8, when Jesus claimed to be God by saying, "Before Abraham was, I am," we're told that the reaction of the crowd in John 8, verse 59, was that they took up stones to throw at him. And in John chapter 10, we find the crowd doing the same thing again. The last verse that Michael read was verse 31, and it says there, "Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him." And this evening, I want to speak on the words that come immediately before this second attempt to stone the Lord Jesus. In particular, I want to speak on verses 27 to 30 of John chapter 10. And these verses are well-known verses, favorite verses of many people, I believe. And these are heartening words for followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." And I want to speak, first of all, from verse 27, and to speak about the shepherd we trust. Jesus speaks about his followers in verse 27, and he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And those are not words that were spoken completely out of the blue. They are words that form a very direct contrast to what Jesus says in the previous verse. And in the previous verse, he is speaking about the crowd of Jewish listeners who were hostile towards him. They were listening to what he was saying, but they weren't believing what he was saying. Verse 24 speaks about how the Jews surrounded him. And to these surrounding Jews and about them, Jesus says, "But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you." So that verse wasn't about the disciples of Jesus, but the verses from 27 to 30, particularly 27 to 29, they are about the Lord's people. They are about those that the Lord Jesus calls my sheep. There are people, and Jesus regards them as being his sheep, and there are other people, and Jesus says, "You are not of my sheep." Now, earlier in this chapter, as we heard read, Jesus has spoken about himself as being the good shepherd. He uses that terminology in verse 11 and also in verse 14. And as the good shepherd, Jesus says that he is the one who gives his life for the sheep. He says that in verse 11. And in verse 14, he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, when a farmer pays a high price for a sheep, then he's not going to forget about that sheep, and he's not going to neglect that sheep. And Jesus knew that the price that he would have to pay for his sheep would be a very high price. And so Christ's sheep are precious to him. And if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are one of those that Jesus calls my sheep. And as such, you are greatly blessed. And here in verse 27, Jesus tells us three important truths about his sheep. He says, first of all, my sheep hear my voice. It was a great blessing to the disciples of Jesus to hear their master's voice. And so too we today as Christians are greatly blessed because we hear our master's voice too. We hear many voices in life. Some we know not to trust. And there is only one that we know that we can always trust. And we hear Christ himself speaking to us in the scriptures. He doesn't always say what we want him to say. We don't always hear what we want to hear, but we know his voice, and we cannot mistake that voice. Christ's sheep hear his voice. Do you know the Lord speaking to you through his word? Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. And then also, in this verse 27, he says, I know them. And Jesus says the same thing up in verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. Jesus says of his sheep, he says, I know them. Now, there are some people that are much easier to get to know than others. You know that from your own experience. And there are some parts of the country that are different from other parts of the country in terms of how easy it is to get to know people. When we lived in Scotland, there was a recognized difference between Glasgow on the west coast and Edinburgh on the east. Glasgow is much, much easier to get to know people. Edinburgh is very hard to get to know people. People keep themselves to themselves in Edinburgh. In Glasgow, they wear their hearts in their sleeves. And there's less than 40 miles from Glasgow to Edinburgh. But somewhere along that line, something changes. And that's the way it is. However, where the Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your temperament is, whether you're an outgoing person or whether you're a reserved person. Always it is the case that if you're one of Christ's sheep, then he knows you. Jesus knows his sheep, and he knows your life circumstances. He knows what's happening in your life at any time. He knows the things that are weighing upon your mind. He knows your concerns. He knows your fears. He knows your anxieties. He knows your hopes. He knows your ambitions. He knows the things that you know, and he knows the things that you don't know. Jesus knows his sheep, and he knows you. He knows what kind of sheep you are. And the Lord is interested in your life, and he is interested in all your ways. They may not seem very important to you, but the Lord knows them. And the Lord loves each one of his sheep. And the path by which Christ leads you in life will always be based on what he knows of you. Sometimes in life, you may not really be sure what you think. But if Jesus is your shepherd, he knows you. And it is one of the greatest blessings in life to know that in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a shepherd who knows us. Jesus speaks of his sheep and he says, I know them. So my sheep hear my voice, he says, and I know them. And then also in verse 27, he says, and they follow me. If there is one thing that you could say that sheep are good at, it is following. And this, Jesus says, this is characteristic of those who are his sheep. Those who are Christ's sheep follow him. When we hear his voice, when we see him on the move, we know that we need to follow. In the history of God's people, in the days of Moses, when they had been led out of Egypt, and they had those years wandering in the wilderness, God made it easy for them to know where they were supposed to be at any one time. God made it easy for them to know whether they were meant to stay put in this place or whether they were meant to move on, because what they had to do was to remain under the cloud. There's a big incentive when you're in the wilderness to remain under a cloud. That's where you want to be, and that's where God's people were meant to be. And if the cloud stayed put, that meant they were to stay put. If the cloud began to move, that meant it was time for them to move. Well, we don't have a cloud, but we have something better. We have a living, good shepherd in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, by his different ways, shows us the way to go. And we have to keep looking to him and trusting in him and fixing our eyes upon him and following him where he leads us. And the Jesus way is always going to be the right way. Jesus says of his sheep, he says, they follow me. So here are three important truths about Christ's sheep. They hear his voice, he knows us, and we follow him. I want to consider then verse 28. Verse 27 speaks about a shepherd we trust. Verse 28 speaks about sheep that are kept forever. And our Lord has further words of encouragement regarding those who follow him and what he says here in verse 28. He says about his sheep, he says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Well, in a sense, there's three phrases there, and they're all saying pretty much the same thing, but in slightly different ways. Jesus says, first of all, about his sheep, he says, I give them eternal life. Now, in the Gospel of John, eternal life or everlasting life is something that Jesus speaks about many, many times. He is the giver of eternal life. Those who believe in him have eternal life or everlasting life. For example, John 6:47, another of those most assuredly statements of Jesus. He says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. And Jesus is a good shepherd. He lays down his life for his sheep. in order that they might have eternal life. And Jesus says, I give them eternal life. Eternal life is something that is given, and only Jesus can give it. And Jesus gives eternal life to all those who are his sheep. Jesus says, I give them life that is eternal life. And then he adds to that, and he says, and they shall never perish. And those words remind us of John 3:16, where God talks about giving his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so also here in John 10, verse 28, the everlasting or eternal life and the not perishing, these two things go together. If you have eternal life, you're not going to perish. But Jesus puts it both ways. The positive way, that here is life that is eternal life, and then the negative way, and he assures us, and there is no perishing with this life. And life is thought of as being a treasure, and it's good to have treasure, but if our treasure perishes, if it rots, if it decays, if it rusts, if it corrodes, well, then it isn't treasure anymore. It loses its value. But what we have in Jesus Christ will never perish, and those who are in Christ will never perish. Peter, the apostle, says in 1 Peter 1, verse 4, that we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away. It won't corrupt, it won't defile, and it will not fade. And the eternal life that we receive from the Lord Jesus is like all things that pertain to the age to come. It's not going to wear out. It's not going to be devalued. It's not going to break down. It's not going to be lost. Christ assures his sheep that they shall never perish. He is the good shepherd, and he will not allow any single one of his sheep to perish. And then Jesus adds at the end of the verse, he says, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Now, Jesus often warned his disciples about the dangers, the perils that they would face in life. And there can be many tough times and many testing times that disciples of Christ will have to face. But here we are assured that we shall never be snatched away from our Lord. And in the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, we're given a picture of the kind of shepherd that the Lord is. It says there, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. And when the Lord's sheep are in danger, then he holds his sheep closely to himself. And the Lord needs to keep a firm hold upon us. And he needs to hold us closely to himself, because there will be those who will seek to snatch Christians away from the Lord Jesus. And Jesus wasn't describing something here that wasn't a danger. He talks about being kept from being snatched away, because he knows that is reality. There will be those who will seek to snatch Christians away from the Lord Jesus. There may be people who do that subtly and in a sneaky kind of way. There may be people who sort of loiter around for a time in the company of Christians. They might seem to be harmless. But when they see their opportunity, then they pounce and they seek to snatch people away from the Lord Jesus. The devil knows that none of Christ's sheep will perish. But that doesn't stop him from trying to pluck them away from Christ, to seek to draw Christians back into a life of sin. And there is only one thing that keeps Christians from falling into that life of Christ denial. And it's not our watchfulness, and it's not our faithfulness, and it's not the love that we have for the Lord. It's not our attachment to Christ, and it's not the hold that we have upon him. But rather, Jesus teaches us that it's his hand that is all important. It is his grip upon his sheep that is all important. And Christ's grip is not going to slacken. None of those that he has so dearly bought will be allowed to be snatched away from him. The Lord Jesus Christ will keep on being our good shepherd, and he will guard us, and no one will be able to snatch us out of his hand. And so we're reminded there in verse 28 that Christ's sheep are kept forever. And then in verses 29 and 30, we are taught here that we are in good hands. Jesus gives the further assurance that these things that he has spoken of, that all of these things have the approval of his Father in heaven. Jesus speaks about his oneness with the Father. And this means both Christ's oneness with the Father in terms of his saving work. The Father was fully with him in that saving work. And it also speaks about his very being. Christ is God the Son. The Father is God the Father. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one God. And Jesus speaks, verses 29 and 30. He says, "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And those are the words that lead the Jews to pick up the stones to seek to put Jesus to death by public stoning. They believed that when he said, "I and my Father are one," they believed it was their understanding of those words that Jesus was claiming to be equal with God. And he was. That's exactly what he's claiming to be. And today there are people in different churches, and they'll try to explain away, and they say, well, of course, Jesus wasn't really claiming to be equal with God. He was being misunderstood. He wasn't being misunderstood. The Jews were right. They understood him exactly. This man was claiming to be God himself, claiming to be equal with God. And Jesus claims that he and the Father are one. And we're reminded here that the mind of Christ is exactly the same as the mind of his Father in heaven. It was God the Father in heaven who so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. The Father, too, loves the sheep that he has given to his Son. Jesus says, "My Father who has given these sheep to me." That's where I got them from. My Father has given them to me, and he is greater than all. And he says that no one can snatch them out of his hand. And we see something here of the great value that we have in the eyes of Almighty God. The precious gift that the Father gives to the Son. The treasured possession that God the Father gives to God the Son is the very people that Christ comes into the world to save. And it is the will of God. It is the will of God that Christ should save all of those who have been given to him. And the almighty hand of God will ensure that none of those that he has given to his Son to save, none of them will be snatched away from his Son. The Father has written his will, and his will must be carried out. That's the way it is among humans. When a person writes their will, whatever they've written, that's what has to be done. Well, God's never going to die, but God has declared his will. And Jesus tells us that this is what the Father has declared in his will. He writes about this earlier in John chapter 6. John 6, verses 39 and 40. Jesus says, "This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is the will of God. Christ declares it, and his countrymen take up stones to seek to stone him to death for the things that he is saying. Well, that was the response to the words of the Lord Jesus by those to whom he says in verse 26, "You do not believe because you are not of my sheep." But Jesus speaks of those who are his sheep. And they do believe. They hear his voice. And they follow him. And he knows them. And he gives them eternal life. And they're never going to perish. And no one's going to snatch them out of his hand. And his Father is with him in all of this. This is the will of the Godhead. And how wonderfully we are assured in these verses that if we are Christ's sheep, we will be well shepherded. And truly we can comfort ourselves with the knowledge that we are in good hands. Now, Jesus tells us that no one can snatch them out of his hand. He tells us that no one is able to snatch them out of his Father's hand. We are in good hands. And what a blessing it is to know yourself to be one of Christ's sheep. Christ loves his sheep. He knows his sheep. And he will lead us in the ways that are good for us, that are right for us. And our shepherd knows what we can manage in life. Our shepherd knows what we can cope with. Our shepherd knows if we're the kind of people who can really do more than we think we can do. And he also knows if we're the kind of people who think we can do more than we can really do. Both kind of people exist, and both kinds of people are found among Christians. But Jesus is the good shepherd, and he knows his sheep. And let us take heart from this. We are well known to him, and we are in good hands. Amen.